Welcome to HACCP Mentor Review. I'm Amanda Evans, and in this episode, we find out how to do a foreign matter object audit. We go through and review what quality hazards are, and we also check out the latest food poisoning outbreaks. The other thing we cover is to find out the best place to get nutritional food data. Although quality hazards don't come under the banner of traditional HACCP, it's still a requirement by the majority of customer standards that quality hazards be identified. So what is a quality hazard? A food quality hazard can be defined as being an outcome that does not meet the requirements of the customer. A food quality hazard is not something that will generally hurt, harm, or injure the consumer. Examples of food quality hazards include shape, size, colour, texture, taste, count, and weight. If you are looking for nutritional information on raw ingredients, there are a lot of great websites that you can refer to. The majority of these websites are hosted and controlled by government. There is a list of the major websites and their links in the show notes to this episode. Food poisoning outbreaks in review. We've got a few food poisoning outbreaks to have a look at this episode. The CDC continues its reporting of laboratory-confirmed cases of cyclospora infection, where up to 514 cases have now been notified from 17 states across the USA. In another outbreak, the food poisoning outbreak likely caused by E. coli 0157 has been reported from a Mexican restaurant located in the state of Phoenix, again in the USA. At this stage, there has been around 52 people notified as ill, with 18 of those hospitalised. In other food poisoning news, certain clams harvested in Connecticut in the USA have been recalled as they may contain Vibrio parahemolyticus bacteria. Both the Connecticut Department of Agriculture and the Canadian Food Inspection Agency have issued the recall. This comes off the back of a recent shellfish poisoning outbreak in the southeast of England, where approximately 70 people reported symptoms consistent with diuretic shellfish poisoning. This episode's action item is to go around and check that all chemical storage cupboards are locked. The reason for this is to reduce the potential for chemical contamination, either unintentional or intentional. How to do a foreign matter object audit? Finding foreign matter in your food is not a pleasant experience. In some situations, the presence of the foreign matter can cause extreme harm or injury to the consumer. A quick way to identify potential sources of foreign matter within your production area is to undertake a foreign matter object audit. This involves walking around your food production area with a bag in hand and picking up any foreign matter that you come across. This would include any loose items that should not be located within the production area. When you have finished, go back to your office and tip the contents of the bag onto a table. You can then assess the different types of foreign matter that you have found and apply relevant corrective action procedures to stop the hazard or the issue from happening again. That wraps up another episode of HACCP Mentor Review. If you have time, don't forget to head over to my new project called www.hacccpmanual.com. You can check out all the different services available which can help your HACCP and food safety compliance process. Until next time, I'm Amanda Evans from hacccpmentor.com, and I hope you have a great week.